Headaches and heartaches on Midlands Today. Brought to you by the beautiful Abbey Blooms Botanical Gardens and Cafe Community Initiative in Multifarnham, County Westmeath. A wonderful space for relaxation designed to promote positive mental health and well-being for all. Find Abbey Blooms Botanical Gardens on Facebook.
Rory Hafford is here from the Los Negrena Family Resource Centre in Longford. He's also a psychotherapist who practices in Westmeath, and his new book says in Dublin as well. And the book is One Night, which is launching in Midland Books in Tullamore later, but more on that anon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for that. How are you?
I'm in good form.
Good.
And I'm hoping we can help Kevin in Edenderry first, if that's okay.
Yeah, poor old Kevin.
He has been trying to meet somebody on dating sites, but Kevin is just getting ghosted. He talks to women, there's interaction for a while, and then, poof, no contact at all. And he's wondering, what's he doing wrong?
Poof. Well, he must be doing something wrong. If he keeps doing the same stuff and he keeps getting the same results that he's not happy with. I'm a Cleary's clock man myself. Do you remember those days, Will?
Meeting somebody under the Cleary's clock?
Yeah, yeah. Now,
I never had the privilege. I grew up in Newbridge.
Well, you probably never had the need either. But the thing is, I think Cleary's clock is still there, although Cleary's is gone. What I mean by that is, call me old-fashioned, call me old, I get out there. I get out. These sites do my head in. I mean, if you think about it, he doesn't really, on a site like this, you don't really exist as a person. You're little more than a picture. You're a picture that people look at.
Usually a very flattering one too.
Yeah. And from 20 years ago, you know, but nonetheless.
Speak for yourself.
You don't exist as a flesh and blood, emotional human being, in my opinion. And in my humble opinion, and I have to stress that, because people do get great succor from these sites. But in the main, people get hurt by them. And that's the issue that I have with this. So it's easy to be hurt with this, because in your mind, you build it up to be a rejection. But it is. Yeah, but
because you've already established some rapport, however superficial, and suddenly you're not good enough anymore.
Yeah, yeah. But you did an item this morning in relation to mobile phones, for instance. And when you hear the ping, there is that little dopamine release in the brain. There's something. It's about you now. It's about me. But if you don't hear it, it means that, you know, do you exist in the world of the people who reject you, or, as Kevin says, who ghost you? So the first thing that I would say to him is stop empowering people to make you feel one way or another about yourself. The outside locus of control, which we've talked about many, many times. These people do not know you. They can't possibly know you. What are they judging you? They're making a value judgment on you based on the shape of your head. I mean, give me a break.
And I know the rational brain can make that argument.
Yeah.
But from the time you're a teenager, you're trying to find your tribe. You crave the acceptance. Mm. And here's the opposite of that. So, respectfully, easier said than done.
Yeah.
Trying to find validation in yourself and not other people.
Yeah. And how many times have we used that sentence, you and me, over the 27 years that we've been doing this slot? Seems longer somehow. But what you try to do is, for me, psychotherapy, it's about change, number one, and it's about insight, number two. So insight into the self, not what other people impinge on you or put on you. It's what you think of yourself. So, yeah, we're changing. And yes, it's not easy. And yes, we're trying to be a different way in the world as a result of this. All of that's true. And it is very, very difficult. The issue I have with sites like these is that they make people feel bad about themselves. I would argue the vast majority of people who are on them, they feel bad about themselves because the equation doesn't come through on this. Because you get on these sites and with the hope and sometimes the belief that you will meet somebody, and almost inevitably you're let down. Even,
so what
even,
should he do?
I have a load of stuff that he should do. Hold on. I did want to make another point about the whole instant gratification thing, and the fact that where it's easy for people to be hurtful to another human being when they ghost them. This is a new term now. I had to look it up. When they ghost them, because they're hiding behind this screen and indiscriminately swiping left. Indiscriminately. I mean, it takes a fraction of a second and it's gone and it's unbelievable. And you attach rejection to that. There's no real thought process gone into it. None. And for me, I would argue that there's no real humanistic approach to it. Certainly no empathy. This is all self-serving. Do I like the look of this fella's head? That's it. I mean, give me a break. Okay, so what can he do?
Get a nicer head.
And having said that, change the dating app that you're on, you know, and ignore all I've said. But here's a couple of solutions. These are mad ideas. Oh, God, you're looking at the texter. Already they're after me, aren't they? Ask your friends to help you meet somebody. Number one. Go to a pub. Number two. Go to a disco. Are they still called discos?
I don't know.
Sinead, are they called...
Ask a young person, yeah.
Get a dog and walk in the park. A dog is a perfect pick-up accoutrement.
I was going to say conversation starter, but
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Accoutrement. No, I thought I'd build in some French to posh up the slot, if that's okay.
Merd.
Hello. Talk to people. Talk to them like they're real people. Be friendly. Be kind. This is old school stuff. This is old school. And that's why you and me are here.
Let's move on. Linda in Westmeath is concerned that her teenage daughter has an eating disorder. She is obsessed about her weight. She is always talking about how many calories are in the dinners that Linda serves up. And she has lost a lot of weight over the last couple of months. She wants your advice, Rory.
Okay. Well, for what it is, I'll give it to her. This is not going away and it won't go away. Since I started in this area many, many, many moons ago, this was one of the main topics, and it still is. This is a very serious issue. So I can't be flippant and I can't do any jokes on it. Because for a lot of the research tells us that it is mostly females as opposed to males. I think they should have another look at that research just to bring it up to date a little bit. But in my day, it was mostly girls. And it was mostly a control thing. That was the thing. And I keep banging on with you in relation to it. It's not the what. The what is, I have an eating disorder. Mm. The why is where you actually treat this, where you can actually do something about it.
By the way, I suspect, and this is just purely observational opinion, it manifests differently in men, where you see a lot of guys now in their 20s and 30s who are obsessed by the gym, who are in bad form if they don't go.
Absolutely.
And again, calorie counting and macro counting, and there's a place for a healthy amount of it, but it becomes an obsession.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. But how is that different from what girls are trying to achieve?
The root cause probably isn't.
Mm, mm. So you're trying to change the outward opinion so that the inward opinion is in better form as a result of it. Mm. And again it's back to control. But it's if you can't control what's going on in your life and by association in your head, in your mind, you can sure as hell control what goes into your body. And you got it spot on. It does become an obsession, which leads then to an addiction, and on it goes. But it's not all bad, Will. I mean, first off, it empowers people to have this level of control over what they eat in their life and consequently how they feel about themselves in the world.
But isn't there a fine line between having that control and doing it in a healthy way?
Completely.
and then going too far into a nutritional deficiency,
yeah.
into obsessive behaviour. And for a parent watching, it's very hard to know which side of the line
yeah.
is the child on.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, we've talked about similar stuff over the months and years that we've been doing this. And I don't think getting in the way of another human being and the way they are in the world is a good thing necessarily, because then it becomes a kind of a form of fascism. But watching from afar and being concerned is parenthood. And you do that, certainly. But this needs to be explored, and they need to be allowed to explore it with a caveat. If it becomes addictive, if it becomes dangerous, then, yeah, you must make an intervention. Because the being in the grip of something like this that defines you in life blinds you to the reality of it. And straight off the reality, the negative stuff are headaches, irritability, dizziness. Why did I look at you when I said irritability? Dizziness, constipation, menstrual issues, hair loss. I mean, give me a break, lads. And this doesn't wait a long time to manifest.
And you know? Maybe that's the problem. Parents will have a protective instinct, and they will beware of the slippery slope.
Of course.
And when this behaviour starts in the beginning, you talked about putting in the caveat that it doesn't become unhealthy.
Yeah.
By then, it may be too late. Not necessarily too late, but much harder to resolve.
Yeah, no, I agree. And actually, I wrote a little note at the end of my notes on this, and you've touched on it, that this is a mindset that needs to be tackled and managed sooner rather than later because of the long-term damage. And also it's setting down a method of thinking and control that can go through your entire life with this stuff. I mean,
so at what point should the mum or dad consider talking to a professional?
That's a good question. That is a good question. And I think they know their child better than anybody else. So they will know when something is up, when something is wrong, because there's no catch-all for this, because everybody's different on it. And everybody is looking for a personal thing within themselves. So my advice to that would be to keep a weather eye on it. And then don't delay in acting if you feel that action is necessary, but do so in a loving, supportive way, not in an accusatory way, because this is endemic, this stuff. You know, the other thing with it is that thinness is equated with beauty and success. I mean, pick up, are there still glossy magazines? I'm not sure anymore. Pick up a glossy whatever, online.
Well, Instagram is the equivalent of it.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, flick through that. And it's these beautiful, thin people. Well, aside from the Kardashians.
Airbrushed.
Yeah.
Filtered.
Yeah. Aside from the Kardashians who've gone the other way, and fair play to them, I say. But the interesting thing with this, because it's easy to say, ah, yeah, or ah, no, they have actually done studies on it. And they've done studies based on the job interview process. Now, the job interview process is, and this is broad spectrum as opposed to detailed, is if you have two women going for the same job, equally qualified, with the same amount of experience, more or less, one is thin, and one is not so thin. One is heavy. Who gets the job?
You're going to say the thin woman.
I'm not going to say it.
The research is going to say it.
Now.
And what's the mindset at work there?
I don't know, because stuff has changed. Do you know what I mean? It used to, the mindset at work was, well, we're going to have to work with this person every single day. Would I rather look at this person over that person? Now, I think we've reached
Are there just generalizations being made that somebody who is carrying a little bit more weight is seen in some way not to be as diligent, hardworking?
Yeah.
If they're not taking care of themselves, will they take care of their job?
Absolutely.
Is that the prejudice?
Lazy, self-centered, all that stereotypical nonsense. Absolute nonsense. And the thing is, some people put on weight because they are genetically predisposed to do so.
Here's your brother.
Yeah. Well, yes, stop. You're like a gazelle. You're running a long race, apparently.
Yeah, but I look at food and, hey, here we are. The man boobs come out.
Absolutely. But the thing is...
You're supposed to disagree.
No, I did. Well, OK, I thought it. Was I supposed to say it out loud?
Yes.
I thought. I think positive things about you all the time.
Remember, I look to others for my validation.
You do. Let me just make a final point on this, OK? This is not about esteem, in my opinion. In my opinion. And if you look at the magazines or Twitter or whatever, they say we are trying to boost your self-esteem. Look at that word, the word esteem. The word esteem is to estimate to a degree. So you're comparing. You're comparing. And if you are comparing, you're losing. So I would suggest, again, modestly, that rather than search for self-esteem in this issue, search for self-acceptance. And if you can find it, you're good to go. There's no big delay.
Rory Hafford is an author and psychotherapist living in Fore in County Westmeath. What question should we ask next?
The Midlands' most listened to radio show, Midlands Today with Will Faulkner. Midlands 103.
Peter in Portlaoise, not his real name, says his teenage daughter is a living nightmare. Very moody, aggressive towards her younger siblings, and to the extent they are afraid of her. And he's wondering what to do. Whether, for instance, he should get her counselling. What are your thoughts on what may be going on, Rory? Mm-hmm.
She could be threatened by something or someone. That's the first thing that came into my head. And again, we've said this time and time again, we need more information. Mm. But because this is a radio slot as opposed to real counselling, you're constrained by what you can do. So if she's being threatened by someone or something else, she's not feeling great about herself and she is transferring that onto somebody else. And think about it. If you have something on or about you that doesn't make you feel that good, you'd rather get rid of it. So that could be the first thing. That needs to be investigated. First thing. Two, she's causing a negative energy in the house.
To say the least.
To say the least. And that needs to be stopped. Okay? Because, and again, people will know this, and it's kind of a cliche almost now, that what you put out into the world is what you get back. Now, from an evidence-based scientific point of view, could you argue that? Of course you could. But from a humanistic one, people go, oh yeah, that's right. So there must be something in it. The energy you put out is the energy that you get back. She's causing a negative energy in the house. Needs to be stopped. Three, she is aggressive. This needs to be challenged. Okay, remember, real psychotherapy is about change and insight. So the aggression needs to be challenged because if it is not, it will just gather a head of steam. And she is looking for something to change. And this needs to be uncovered. Because if everything was fine and everything was just right with her, there wouldn't be any of this. So change is another factor that would be prevalent in this scenario.
But here is Dad's dilemma.
Yeah.
How does he do all of that?
Yeah. Yeah. He said, well, you see, the thing is, to a great degree, we go through life with other people by association. So you look at somebody and you associate various things with them. Without any jokes at all, Mr. Faulkner, I look at you and I see a radio presenter, you know. I look at Sinead and I see the consummate professional. There's my association. She looks at her dad and now sees what? Because whatever she sees in him, it's not enough to dissuade her from this antisocial behaviour. So the association may be well bedded in now to the point that he can't do anything. So he ended with this by saying, would counselling help? Hell yeah. In that situation, absolutely. It's not good for anyone, including the girl.
Mm. But also to protect the long-term relationship between the siblings.
Mm.
To ensure the younger children aren't traumatised is probably too strong a word,
yeah.
But certainly that there isn't any lasting damage done.
Yeah, traumatised is probably too big a word, but negatised would be pretty kosher for that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I certainly don't want them becoming people pleasers for the sake of satisfying their older sister.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great point, because how do they put up with this behaviour in the house? Maybe they have to people please her, you know, or other such tricks so that they can get a bit of peace. I think that it's already, the association is already bedded down with the dad, I think. So it would probably be best if somebody else were brought into the situation. But again, with kindness, with love, with understanding. And I do believe that a new relationship needs to be built rather than can we save this one? Mm. You're frowning at the texter.
No, good. Not for a moment. I'm just looking at some very worthy messages that we haven't gotten to on this occasion. Mm. And we will when you are here again.
Okay.
Absolutely. And there's one in particular, and there's a lady who is coming up on a wedding anniversary.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know this one. Yeah, this is an emotional, heartbreaking thing, isn't it? It really is.
So we'll come to that one on the next occasion you're here.
And that's affirmation right there that you're looking at, which she doesn't have.
So in the 2 minutes we have left, Rory has a new book which is being launched tonight, 6:30, Midland Books in Tullamore. And it's called One Night. And it's a very different read, if I dare say so, for many reasons. The style, it's like a stream of consciousness. Mm-hmm. But also for the subject matter. And it's from the perspective of Michael Jennings, who, it turns out, is a philosophy professor. But he's going through psychosis. And I don't want to give the end away. But his worldview and how he sees things and who he sees will be very different to how his doctors are seeing things. Why did you take on this challenging subject matter?
Mm. Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. It was a challenge, first off. It was a challenge. And like this is my 8th book now at this point. So I've done all the Moon June stuff. And I wanted to have a go at this. And most of the books that I do would have a medical or a psychological theme to them. And this is something that interests me, because we as a nation are getting older. We're living longer. Okay, so we now hear more about Alzheimer's and dementia and the brain clogging diseases that are happening. So the book makes the argument that rather than look at this as a pathology, could it not just be an evolution of the brain? Because, you know, pretty much it could be argued that a lot of us are going to end up there anyway without having done anything wrong. We're just living our lives. And then suddenly this bubbles into existence. So it was from that perspective. Mm. But I
think we'll get into the discussion about it tonight in more detail.
Yeah.
But it deserves, as a talking point, exploring on air on a different occasion. Because there's obviously going to be this debate. If somebody is more content in whatever perception they have, do you take them out of that?
Mm.
But then if they have to meet their needs in the real world, the physical world, then there's almost an obligation, isn't there, for the sake of their care?
Absolutely. But you see, the brain is one thing, the mind is another. And what we're challenging here is, do I have the right to a mind of my own, whatever that becomes? Because within that is a store of memories. And philosophers will argue that we are our memories.
And you meet many philosophers in the course of this book.
Absolutely.
6:30 tonight, Midland Books in Tullamore.
And it's going to be launched by Will Faulkner.
He couldn't afford anybody else.
Absolutely. And there will be finger food.
Nobody else was free. All right, Rory, thank you very
much. Thanks, Will.